This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News in Brief for September 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is hearing testimony this week about the FAA's ban on residential through-the-fence agreements. Yesterday, FAA's Catherine Lang defended the agency's position. Today, Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org gets his chance. A multi-million dollar lawsuit has been filed against Airbus and Northrop Grumman on behalf of those aboard a Qantas Airbus A330 that made two uncommanded dives during a flight in 2008. Gulfstream International Group will receive $8.5 million in federal subsidies to serve small communities around Cleveland, Ohio, under the Essential Air Services Program. The Government Accountability Office has found insufficient evidence to rule that the U.S. Air Force intentionally delayed a messenger delivering a KCX tanker bid from U.S. Aerospace, making the proposal 5 minutes late for deadline. The Air Transport Association of America reports that passenger revenue rose 17% in August compared to the same month last year. It's now the eighth consecutive month of revenue growth. An analysis from Boeing predicts growth in air travel in Africa will require 700 new airliners over the next 20 years. Women in Aviation International will partner with two British chapters to host a regional conference November 5th and 6th at the Brooklands Museum outside London. The aircraft carrier USS John F. Kennedy is eligible for donation as a museum and memorial to a qualified entity. The cities of Portland, Maine and Newport, Rhode Island are competing for the honor. And AOPA is now in the business of selling car insurance. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, more on the history of the SR-71 Blackbird, this time from Larry Wood, Director of Education at the Evergreen Aviation Museum in Oregon. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.